right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Going to be talking about a new book by a renowned Silicon Valley lawyer that packs punches on how to protect yourself in negotiations. You ready for that? You know? So what does it mean to negotiate like a CEO? How important are employment agreements? How can you learn to protect yourself and your family if the worst does happen? Well, these are just some of the questions that Jotham Stein is talking about in his new book, Negotiate Like a CEO, with the goal of equipping us with the tools we need to safeguard ourselves in business and employment. Jotham, good to be talking to you.
Great to be on your show, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so why this book?
If you want to know about employment, how to protect yourself, how to protect your business, if you're starting a business, if you're in a business, if you want to know all the things you might not know about employment, offer letters, separation agreements, severance agreements, employment agreements, change of control agreements, what to look out for, all the good things that can happen in employment, and what to look out for if things are starting to go wrong, you're starting to get pushed out, get a performance improvement plan, this book is for you.
Wow, so much of this, I mean, you just went down a number of documents and, you know, things that are involved in business today. And so much of this in the past was OJT. It was on the job, wasn't it? On the job training you learned as you go along. But thank God for experienced lawyers like yourself and people who've gone through it and said, look, we're going to help people out and give them some better understanding and a leg up on these issues that will inevitably come across your portal if you are, an executive or an entrepreneur, right?
Oh, absolutely. I and anybody else in employment, even people just starting out or mid-level managers. Mm-hmm. I essentially, the book is the on-the-job training. Why get on-the-job training and learn, after you get mistreated once or twice?
Right.
So I had 25 odd years of experience, and I figured, okay, let's write a fun book for people to read that can entertain, but more importantly, teach them how to protect themselves so they get the on the job training before they're actually on the job.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, what was the number one thing that you found that people can protect themselves with when entering into an employment agreement?
So it depends on where you are, what your level is, what kind of job you have, and whether you have any leverage. But even mm-hmm. even just beginning, people beginning have leverage. So what are you protecting yourself against? Let's say you're getting equity or stock in a company. So you protect yourself by saying, if you fire me, you'll accelerate the vesting of my shares for a year. Or alternatively, if you fire me, you'll give me health care for 6 months. Or if you fire me, you'll give me 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months, whatever you can negotiate, a separation pay. So you have a soft landing, an easy landing to get your next job, reincarnate
exactly.
yourself in the next business or whatever you're going to do.
And it's always better, right, to negotiate as you go in, because that's the best time that and the best leverage you have is when you start with a company, not once you're already hired, right?
That's not always. You can't say 100% of the time, but the overwhelming majority of the time, that's exactly right, because you have your greatest leverage when somebody has identified you as the person they want to hire, and now they have to close the deal with what's often known as the offer letter or the employment agreement. So, and a lot of people out there, particularly in this day and age, with the companies wanting to hire, needing to hire, right? We see, for hire signs or want a job signs everywhere. They have more leverage than they think. But when they come to you at the end and they don't want you anymore, or you have a boss who's trying to force you out, whether they're doing it directly or passive aggressively, that you have no leverage at that point, or very little leverage. And mm-hmm. so that's why it's better at the beginning. Having said that, executives and very experienced entrepreneurs, and sometimes mid-level managers and just people working at a job, can sometimes negotiate a separation agreement on their way out. And the book talks about that, too. And a separation agreement is like a severance, just nothing. It's another word for a severance agreement. They get some pay, some COBRA continuation coverage, some equity protection, mm-hmm. acceleration on the back end. That's possible, but it's much easier, as you asked, on the front end when you have the leverage.
Exactly. We're talking with Jotham Stein's new book, Negotiate Like a CEO. Can we have a couple more minutes? Because I could spend more time this, if not a good portion of the day. This is all very interesting, and I think a benefit to our audience. And so can you give me a couple more minutes? Is that all right?
Sure. Happy to.
Okay. So what are the top things that you hope people will take away from your book, Jotham?
Protect yourself if you can. And protect your business if you're starting a business or you're in a business or you're signing contracts where you're giving away power. If you don't want to protect yourself or are unable to protect yourself because you don't have the leverage, at least go into your employment or your business relationship with your eyes wide open. Why do you want to do that? So if things are going well, that's great. You can identify them and try to maneuver into good position. Then if they're not going well or you're being forced out, you want to know what the tea leaves are. You want to be able to read them so hopefully you can get another job or another opportunity or start another business before things go really bad and you wind up getting fired or your company winds up being taken over, whatever the situation is on that end.
And what is your counsel for those employees who have been departed from the company? There's some frustrations there. They probably feel like maybe they've been taken advantage of, that they got the short end of the stick. What do you tell them after being taken advantage of by their company, what they should consider?
Two things. It's often not illegal to fire somebody, even though you've been mistreated. It might be morally wrong. It might be incorrect. It might be dumb business-wise from the company's point of view. So you have to identify whether it's wrong, illegal, if you will, or just somebody got fired, even if it was economically irrational or it was the wrong thing to do. If it's the former, then you counsel them, if they can, to try to get a separation agreement if it's close in time. And perhaps a separation agreement where the company gets a release and then they pay some severance or some COBRA protection. And if not, then I tell them to move on. And it's a long career ahead of you. You're not the only person to be mistreated. You're not alone. Look for the upside. You have a long career ahead of you, a long life ahead of you, and make things work. The second possibility, if it's illegal, then you have to counsel people, okay, once we know all the facts, here's what was done that was wrong, whether it's discrimination for one of many different reasons. I use that as an example. In some states, it can be wrong to fire somebody because, you know, you went to a relative's funeral. You took time off. You have the right to do that in some states. I use that as an extreme example. Discrimination is often thought of as the reason somebody gets fired. So then you counsel them, okay, can you go get a job tomorrow or another job? And if so, maybe you'll forget about the wrongdoing that was done upon you. You know, on the other hand, if you lost a lot and they cheated you out of a tremendous amount, then perhaps you have to think about going back and threatening a lawsuit or making or bringing a lawsuit. It's all context dependent.
Exactly.
So you have to know what the facts are of the situation. So you sort of asked me a broad question. I hope that's okay. I gave you some.
No, I think exactly. I mean, each case is different. The experience I've had is that it was better off to just let it go, cut your losses, move on. Very rarely did I have a situation to where even the reward would carry me long enough because, you know, this takes a lot of energy. Your focus becomes a lawsuit instead of your future, and it ends up, kind of delaying your development in your career. At least that's been my experience. So you got to count the cost. And that's what you're saying. Your book, Negotiate Like a CEO, Jotham Stein has been our guest. It'll help you protect yourself in employment, or if you're an entrepreneur in your relationship with the company you founded. And so you need protection, right?
Absolutely, 100%, because in most states, you're an at-will employment, and you can be fired at any time for any reason or no reason at all, except an illegal reason. And that happens all the time. The company that you go into in the beginning may not be the same company that'll be down the road a year or 2 years. You know, bosses change, companies change, ideas change. And if you're in business, you always need protection because there may be somebody out there that wants to take your business, wants to control your business, thinks they're better than you at the business.
Exactly.
You would need to do that as well.
Well, Negotiate Like a CEO, the website, negotiatelikeaceo.net. Jotham Stein has been our guest. Jotham, thank you for the information. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bill, for having me on your show.